Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. I'm here with Giuliano Dornelles and Kleber Mendon, Fafiglio, directors of Bacurau filming competition here at the festival. Do you think that this is a brand new departure as directors, or just a natural progression from your previous works?
I think it's a departure because it doesn't take place in the city, but it's very much Neighboring Sounds, my first film, and it's very much Aquarius in a certain way.
It's about invasion.
Yeah, all my films are about some kind of invasion. Neighboring Sounds has, I think, 6 scenes of some kind of invasion.
Right.
And Aquarius is pretty much, it's a Fort Apache. She's trying to protect it from the outside forces. I mean, it's basic tension. I mean, it's all the classic thrillers are, you know, Straw Dogs, Assault on Precinct 13, and some of the films by Georges Clouzot and Hitchcock, they're about somebody inside trying to protect. I mean, Alien is a great example. You know, the safety was breached because something came in.
Yeah.
It's classic setup.
So all the references we spot in the film, we did not make them up. I mean, they are there on purpose.
I don't think we put them there for anybody to identify them. They come very naturally.
We wrote the script thinking about the scenes. How can we write a good scene that we're gonna enjoy to shoot? We're gonna have
very
fun,
important, yeah.
You know, and we love some films. We share this love, and we talked about the scenes. And do you remember that shot, that camera movement? So it just came up naturally.
You play a lot with the genre. How did you deal with that?
We love genre, and we feel that, I mean, the Brazilian cinema, if you look at the history of Brazilian cinema, it seems to have been built on social realism, which is fine. But my generation is probably the first generation of Brazilian cinema that grew up that didn't grow up watching Rossellini and Italian neorealism, which is what influenced the great Brazilian film of the 60s with Cinema Novo. I grew up watching, I was very fortunate to grow up going to the cinema as a young child to the big palaces of Recife to watch Spielberg and Dante and Brian De Palma. And I say this because I really feel lucky that I had that opportunity. Just, it was part of life to see a film by John Carpenter. So it's natural that now that I'm making films, my films will still be Brazilian, but they will also have probably a different flavor. I have two very good friends from São Paulo, Marco Dutra and Juliana Rojas. They made a werewolf film last year, which is very unusual for a Brazilian.
I love this film.
And I love this film, too. So the mixing of genres, it came very naturally, I think, when we were writing the script, and also when we discussed how we would shoot the scenes. And finally, we made a very interesting decision, which for us it's extremely important. It doesn't mean that everybody in the audience will get it, but I'm sure that some of you might get it, even at a subliminal level. We spent some money to get anamorphic lenses from Panavision. These lenses are 50 years old, and they're the C series, and they give the film a very kind of Hollywood look, which generates a strange tension because it is a Brazilian film shot in Brazilian locations. So for us, it's really important to use those lenses because we really think most films today look very much the same with digital technology. So I'm talking about the lenses to answer your question because I think it's part of the package.
The film is a singular kind of Western with actually a lot of LGBT characters in it, which is not that typical of Western films.
That's interesting to hear. You're the first person who makes that remark. we are at a very interesting point in Brazil where all these aspects of representation are being discussed very passionately.
Yes.
Of course, we are two straight men who are very interested in respecting people. We showed the film to some very good people from the struggle. There doesn't seem to be any problem with the representation. We were very concerned, but our casting director is a militant. He's a wonderful guy, and we love him very much. He did an amazing job.
We wanted, since the beginning, since the screenplay, to have everybody in the film, to have a small representation of the Brazil itself.
Because Brazil is exactly diverse. I mean, this is the irony. Brazil is incredibly diverse in everything. And now there is an official narrative pushing the idea that Brazil is not diverse. The most important state bank had a wonderful television ad. It was on television. It had been approved. And it had basically very young people of all kinds of, LGBT and black and white and young and trans and all kinds of people opening their first bank accounts. It was a really kind of cool, well-done publicity piece. The new president specifically told the bank to withdraw that ad. I don't even know what to say. I mean,
I think a guy who is a president need to work on presidential stuff. And this guy only keeps on tweeting shit every day and bothering with ads,
He's watching television, he goes, that's not right. No.
Crazy.
Why did you set the film in a near future?
I think it's cool.
I have something more to say, because when we wrote, it was 2 years ago, this near future is a little bit
more absurd.
More absurd than it is now. We couldn't predict. So that time it makes a little more sense than now, but it gives, for me it's cool as well. That's it.
There are some very good films, futuristic films, which in my mind made the mistake of setting the date. Escape from New York, for example. It says 1997, the city of New York becomes... Now we're in 2019, and it feels dated. I think From a Few Years Now is very cool, because it always postpones whatever perception you have of the future. I don't know, I really like the idea of... I think the first Mad Max, 1979, starts with A Few Years From Now. And it looks exactly like 1979, and I always thought that the futurism was in the extreme actions related to society and violence, which I think is what we do in Bacurau. Brazil is a violent country. Physically, there is nothing different from what we have today, but the extreme action taken by the strangers in the film is still—it still doesn't happen. I mean, I've never heard of anything like that.
Thank you very much to Giuliano Dornelis and Kleber Mendolfa Filho, directors of Bacurau, in competition at the Cannes Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.